Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to talk about, as we come, you know, close to the end of the extra hour, I do want to talk about, you know, the tremendous power and blessing that we have available as believers in prayer and the laying on of hands. You know, I think sometimes, guys, we can forget some of God's rich revelation that he's given us to empower us, to empower others, you know, as we're living our life for him. Ephesians tells us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. He's blessed us. And, you know, one of the ways the Lord equips us and gives us access to transact kingdom business, you know, to function here on earth and in the spiritual realm, is he gives us prayer. He gives us the opportunity to pray. And James 5:16 says that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I mean, prayer.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I've known very few people to turn down prayer, you know. Mm-hmm. And God's given us prayer as a tool, not only to communicate with him, but also, a way to communicate with him, and also for a way for us to transact kingdom business. And the laying on of hands, you know, there's tremendous power that's released, and there's an impartation that happens. And, you know, this is an elementary teaching, the laying on of hands. It's you know, Hebrews 6:1-3 says, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and being taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation from repentance that leads to death and the faith in God, instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands. And it goes on, resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this is an elementary teaching, right? This is something that should be foundational. However, that Rick Joyner, God just showed Rick Joyner in a prophetic vision that he wrote out, and it's called The Voice, showed him that the church is not being discipled. I mean, how many believers today are not being discipled? They're being one to the Lord, but they're not being raised up and taught foundational truths. So much so that they don't know that they could actually lay hands on somebody and prayer and bless them and give an impartation. They don't even know. They think that's for somebody else.
Right. And the pastor.
Exactly. Somebody else, but not me. Mm-hmm. And it's time to make sure that a foundation has been laid, that the church, the believers in God, know this tremendous power that's available to them. And for the church, the word impartation means to give, to share. It means to bestow. Basically, it's transference. When you lay hands on someone to pray for them, you're transmitting what is in your life into their life. You know, if God's giving you a gift, there's power, healing. And there's a transference that occurs, and it's powerful. It's absolutely powerful, and we must never forget it. We must never forget it, because we need to pray for ourselves. We need to lay hands on the church that gathers and people to be set free. Leviticus, the first time we see this is in Leviticus 16:21-22, guys. Listen to this. It says, when Aaron had finished making atonement for the most holy place, the tent of meetings, and the altar, the word of God says that he shall bring forward the live goat, and he is also to lay both hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion of the Israelites and all their sins, and put them on a goat's head. And he shall send the goat away into the wilderness in the care of someone else appointed for the task. The goat will carry on itself all their sins to a remote place, and the man shall release it in the wilderness. And this was in the Old Testament. There was a releasing of the sin. There was a transference of the sin of the people unto the goat. He laid hands on the goat and sent the goat out. Mm. And maybe that's where we get the word today, scapegoat. You know, blaming someone. There's a transference of that.
Right.
It's the first time we see that.
Interesting.
And we take a tremendous blessing for granted. We take for granted that other people know. But let me tell you something. God has wants us to be a blessing. You know, greater is he that lives in you than the one that lives in the world, right?
Yeah.
And there's power available. I mean, we can lay hands on someone to bless someone's life. We have so many examples in the Bible where fathers blessed their sons by laying their hands on their head and praying over them and blessed generational blessings upon them and upon their families by the laying on of hands. By the laying on of hands. You can transmit a blessing. How wonderful is that when the church begins to function and lay hands on each other and speak blessing, right?
Yeah.
Not curses, but we lay hands and bless and let an impartation of blessing come on someone's life. What about the power of the Holy Spirit? You know, in the book of Acts, we find that in 8 verses 14 to 15, we find that Peter and John laid hands on the new believers. And when they laid hands on them, they were filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you release the power of the Holy Spirit into someone's life when you pray in faith, pray the prayer of faith, it's released. You got blessings, the power of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about a fresh impartation.
Mm.
Spiritual gifts. God has given the church spiritual gifts to function. Think about this. We've been blessed, but God gives us these gifts, and we operate them, and we can lay hands on others to supernaturally impart the gifts that God's given to us into other believers. And so there's a fresh impartation, a fresh anointing, a fresh touch of God, a spiritual gift. It's powerful. This elementary teaching, though, has been robbed by so many, and many, I think, just assume that every believer knows.
Mm-hmm.
Every believer knows, and it's for every believer. How about the impartation of healing by the laying on of hands? Mark 16, 17 through 18 says, "And these signs will accompany those who believe." Signs are supposed to accompany you. They're supposed to follow you.
Right.
You're not supposed to follow signs, okay? And signs and wonders are not for signs and wonders' sake, but signs and wonders, signs point to something.
Mm-hmm.
The signs are always to point to Jesus. This is so good because if you see people operating in signs and wonders and it's all about them, that's not right. That's not good. That's an abuse of the gift. The signs and the wonder is always about pointing to Jesus Christ. Don't be deceived, right? So in these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. And they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Powerful. There is a blessing. There's an impartation of healing. Of healing that occurs when we can lay hand and pray the prayer of faith. And it's time for believers not just to be sitting anywhere,
right,
on a couch or in a pew or anywhere and look to someone else to do it all and to think that, you know, that's for somebody else, that's for the pastor of the church, or that's for a special anointed person, mm-hmm, or someone called to the office, you know, of an evangelist or whatever. He has a healing ministry. No, this is a gift that's available for the whole church to function and to operate. And oftentimes, I remember, you know, I love to you know, pray for folks and bless folks. But sometimes you see that sometimes when something happens, you see sometimes people that are quick to ask someone else for prayer, but they don't believe that they can actually pray. They don't have the faith that they can pray or pray the prayer for healing. You know, it's like, and you know what? You got to step out and start praying for folks. You know, if you believe in your church, if your family, start praying for your family. There's nothing powerful than to walk into your children's bedroom and to lay your hands on them as a parent and pray a blessing over them. I like to do that with my son as I'm dropping him off every day of school, and I just pray over him. I lay my hands on him. He sits there. He was like, pray for me.
Soaking it all in.
Huh? Yeah, he takes it all in.
Like, Lord Jesus, help me at school.
That's right. Touch me, Lord. But we can do that. That is a tremendous blessing. And you know what really blesses my heart? Because as they see, the children see this modeled in the home, and they see it modeled in the church, right? Mm-hmm. Is when the child has a faith, because they've seen it, you model it in their life, and they lift their hand to pray for you, and they pray blessing over you as a parent, prayer over you as a parent, and an impartation happens. There is no lack of faith. You understand that children don't have a little Holy Spirit. They have the Holy Spirit of God.
Right.
And children today are not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of today. Mm-hmm. What, the church of tomorrow, if they believe in Jesus Christ and the Lord is in their life, they are part of the church. 22 or 3 gathered in his name, right? God is there in the midst of them. They are part of the church. So we can begin to equip the church, even at a young age, to function and to pray and to believe God for miracles and signs and wonders, and to believe that the power of God, when they lay their hands on someone, will be transmitted. I mean, how many times have we've experienced that in our own life, in our own ministry? We have received power, someone praying for us, and something just hit me.
Yeah.
The power of God. Right. And how the power of God has come out of our hands when we've prayed for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to continue to see God get the glory. We want to see God's people to be touched. We want to see healing, signs, and wonders. We want to see the kingdom of God advance. Pray, because the righteous prayer, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
It's effective and powerful. Lay hands and pray. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.